Brace yourself. You're about to enter the Skull Hole, where we talk anything and everything Minnesota Vikings. Don't forget to bring a change of clothes. It might get dirty. Here are your hosts, Draft Season's Own, One Bar, and Lus.
Hey, wiki, 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 wiki!
That's the sound you make when you penetrate the Skull Hole, and it's only, what, 9 days till the draft?
We're in single digits.
Oh, it's so close. I can feel it. I'm tingling in places I didn't even know I had. I think I might have a girl part down there that's tingling.
Ooh, lucky.
Yeah. Before we get into that great the great draft that's coming up here shortly, we're going to talk a little Vikings news. Everybody knows it, but we haven't touched on it yet. Adam Thielen, big contract extension. Well deserved.
Signed through 2024.
Yeah. Yeah. $64 million or something like that. Just a crazy amount. Rob Brzezinski continues to do it. Just giving contracts to all these guys. It's huge, and it's something you don't see a lot of teams able to do. So well done, Mr. Brzezinski.
Well done, Mr. Thielen.
And well done, Mr. Thielen.
Yes, yep. So this pretty much solidifies that he will either retire a Viking or, you know, he just won't live up to his contract and we'll get rid of him. So
he'll retire.
It's up to him.
A Viking. No doubt in my mind. All right, before we we're going to do a little redraft today. Before we look to the future, we were going to look to the past and see what we can learn from it. But before we do that, believe it or not, there's actually draft rumors already starting to fly around a little bit here, which is a little bit early. Usually you don't see these getting real hot and heavy till next week, just a few days before the draft. But we're going to play a little true or false here with a few of these rumors we've heard. So you want me to shoot one at you, or you want to shoot one at me, or shoot one all over my face?
Let's just I think we can both play this fantastic game. So one that's out there right now is Ed Oliver, who's been all over the draft boards. You see him as early as whatever, 5, all the way to freaking being 18. There when the Vikings are there. A lot of talk about the Jets being very interested in him at pick 3.
Yeah, what I don't like about this is you're taking Ed Oliver and you know, like Jeremiah and his mock had him playing edge. And I don't know, to me, taking a guy that early and then trying to convert him, I don't doubt that Oliver could do it, but why not just take a guy who's already ready to go, like a Josh Allen there? To me, I think Ed Oliver is better as a 3 technique and a 4-man front penetrator guy, causing ruckus. That's where he really, I think, is going to do well in the NFL. And to take him and put him at a weird position that early in the draft, to me, just sounds fishy and smells like not a great idea.
So are you saying true or false?
I'm going to say this is false.
I am going to actually go with true on this one. I mean, Ed Oliver, anytime you're comparing a guy to Aaron Donald, I mean, he's a top 5 worthy pick. Jets, you know, leave it up to the Jets to pass on somebody that might be a little more of the real deal, like Quinnen Williams or a Josh Allen, to go for the big home run. So I am actually buying into this one a little bit. I think Ed Oliver could be wearing that green.
I mean, I don't doubt that they like him, but I think to take him and to try to convert him, because, I mean, I just don't think he fits their scheme. I wouldn't put Aaron Donald at outside linebacker, would you?
Why do they have to put him in outside linebacker?
I'm just saying that's where Jeremiah had him. He had him as an edge.
I don't care where he had him.
Well, I'm just saying that's obviously where he's thinking the Jets would play him if they took him, and that to me is a major problem.
All right, next one. Daniel Jones, number 6 to the Giants. Giants sniffing around Daniel Jones.
Yeah, this is another one of those. I'm going to say false just because if you're the Giants, I mean, why? I'd rather get more top-end talent there than reaching on a quarterback like Daniel Jones. I know Eli Manning is pretty much a turd right now, but he can get you through one more year. I would try to replenish as much talent as I can on this roster after all the, you know, the moves they made and the guys they lost. So I would stay put, and I would take the best player available, and I would maybe see what quarterback is waiting for me at 18 or at 17.
Yeah, this is no way. I mean, they cannot pass on like a Drew Lock or a Dwayne Haskins to go Daniel Jones. I mean, you kidding me? Not a chance. You know, go big or get out of there. I mean, I think they're sticking with Haskins at that pick, and they're blowing smoke up somebody's ass that they know wants him for some reason. No way.
Well, it does seem like right now Locke and Haskins' stock is both going down.
I don't believe it.
True or not, but that is kind of the feeling that you're getting around all the buzz, all the draft circles. So, yeah, I don't know. 6 is just, it's too rich for me. I'm saying false.
All right, speaking of, another rumor is about Mr. Haskins, and that...
Have you heard the rumor about Mr. Hastings?
No.
Horse dick.
Oh, that's not a rumor. That's 100% true.
Oh, okay.
Dwayne Haskins falling out of the top 15. Go.
I'm going to say false. That's French for false.
Yeah, you're false on all these.
Yeah, there's just too many teams that need a quarterback, and to let this guy fall out of the top 15, I can't see it happening. I mean, there's teams that can move up for him too. So I'm going to put a big false to Haskins getting out of the top 15.
All right, yep, that's an easy one. False, no way. Even if, I mean, the Bengals at, what, 11? I mean, one of these guys will take him, and if he starts sliding, somebody's going to trade up for him. Well, yeah, I mean, no
even,
way.
Even after that, you got the Dolphins at 13 and the Redskins at 15, so who definitely need a quarterback. So, yeah, it would be absolutely – I'd be flabbergasted.
Yeah, all these rumors are probably just rumors, but that's the best part about the week leading up to the draft. You see some crazy shit. I mean, last year, a week before the draft, when they were talking about the number one overall, Baker Mayfield going number one, mm-hmm. I didn't believe it. No way. Guess what? You went.
Yeah, I didn't believe it until the commissioner came out and actually announced it. So to me, that was really shocking.
Ooh-wee.
All right. Let's talk about another shocking thing here. Draft nightmares. What would be a worst case scenario for you? The Vikings on the clock at pick 18, and then they make a pick that just is pure shit.
Pure shit. This is an easy one for me. That is any cornerback. I mean, I'm pretty open this year as far as who they take. There's not a ton of guys that I absolutely hate. But cornerback, if a guy like Greedy Williams is there and they're tempted, or Byron Murphy, DeAndre Baker, any three of those guys, if they take a cornerback, I will shit on something and then rub my parts in it.
Let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. What if it's there's no lineman we're taking?
No.
And there's just no one else there.
I'd rather take anything. Anything.
Yeah, I mean, I like Greedy Williams. He's the one corner I would consider there, but I wouldn't like it either, to be honest with you.
I'm not saying they're not bad corners. All three of those guys I actually like quite a bit. I don't want a cornerback that's not going to help us next year.
I just think of the three Williams as more of the Zimmer type, but that would be disgusting if that happened. And here's another thing that would be super disgusting. I saw this in a mock today, and it was supposed to be a guru mock. They had the Vikings taking offensive tackle Caleb McGarry.
I don't even know his name.
Well, I stuttered. Caleb McGarry at pick 18. To me, this is just a huge, huge reach. I mean, this guy is probably, to me, a fringe second-round pick. I think he's a project. He's probably just a right tackle. He needs to get stronger. He's just not ready. And then for the Vikings to reach on this guy, he's not going to be someone who can help him out next year. He's not ready to go, and you'd have to move like O'Neal to the left side, Reef to guard, and put this guy on right tackle. No way. It's just not going to happen, and that would absolutely make me throw up from my mouth and my anus.
You know the only thing I'd rather have than McGarry?
What's that?
A cornerback.
Yeah.
I don't think this is even an option. He only plays the right side. That means you're going to have to move O'Neal to the left side already. Move Reef in. There's too much shit going on. No way. If they take this guy, I will do exactly what I said I'd do if we took a cornerback, except I'll do it multiple times. That would be horrifying.
Yeah, it would be awful. It'd be one of the worst picks in Vikings history.
You just gave everybody listening possible nightmares.
I hope so. I hope they're wet nightmares.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, they are.
There's. I don't know what it is about this year, but there's, like I said, there's not a ton of guys that I don't want. But McGarry's definitely one.
Oh yeah, it's way too early.
And cornerback, but. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I hope my dreams don't get shattered.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing as I've gotten older and more mature, there's a lot more guys I'm open to. I understand how, you know, sometimes you take the best player. It may not make sense right away, but after you see this guy out there, you know, and how he fits in, it's a lot better. So I've become a lot more open over the years.
You might have gotten older, but you have not become more mature. Let's be really clear about that.
Did I say mature?
You did, and it was just not accurate at all. All right, let's look a little bit into the past. Let's look at the Vikings 2018. All right, we're good. Let's look at the 2018 draft class of Minnesota Vikings, and let's look at what the Vikings may have done to make it a little bit better, otherwise known as the redraft.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and redraft this bitch. Really,
let's fly like the Eagles through this.
You
know, thing.
Overall, the original class was pretty good. Pretty happy with it, but like you said, it could have been better. So let's do this. First pick, pick 30, Mike Hughes. Nope, we're going James Daniels. This was almost would have been like your Caleb McGarry pick a year ago. I think.
Yeah, for some reason, I just had it in. I didn't like James Daniels. I didn't like the fact that he was a guard slash center. I didn't want him, but now when you look back at it, damn, is he good. He is real good.
Yeah, he would have definitely filled that that hole there at guard. So round two, we're sticking with Brian O'Neill. Great pick. I wasn't too thrilled when this was made. I thought he was more of a round three guy last year, but what it shows what I know. This guy started, I don't know, I have it in front of me, but at least, what, 12, 13 games?
I think he started like 13, 14 games. And when you look at the fact that we could have had James Daniels and Brian O'Neill, our offensive line is pretty much set. I mean, imagine those two guys on the line for the Vikings last year and what Kirk Cousins could have done.
Yeah, it would have been huge. It would have been not just for Kirk Cousins, but for the running game too.
Round four, we didn't have a round three pick. Round four, we took defensive tackle Jalen Holmes, Ohio State. Got a little promise left in him, but yep. We are going elsewhere.
Yeah, we don't know what we have yet in Jalen, but we're going to change it this time. We're going to go with a productive linebacker from UCLA, Kenny Young. He was a fourth-round pick by the Ravens.
Yeah!
What was that, Kenny Young or Raven? What was that?
I don't know.
Good year. He had 51 tackles, 2.5 sacks, and a forced fumble. That's good production from a fourth-round pick.
Yeah, not bad. He wasn't a very well-known name, to be honest with you, last year. And I think he even started a couple games for the Ravens.
He did. I mean, if the Vikings would have took this guy, I don't know how much he would have seen the field, but, you know, he would have battled Gideon for that.
Battled?
He would have beat Gideon for the weak side linebacker spot. So, yeah, Kenny Young, he could have been in there, and that would have kind of took away the Vikings' need for linebacker this year.
Yes, and then we go to round five, a very familiar name.
I love
name.
The number five.
Tyler Concordant Conklin was our pick. To have him, Central Michigan, and I got to be honest, when we took him, I was very excited. He was an interviewee.
Yeah.
It was, and he actually had a lot of promise, but his rookie year, he did not show a ton.
Well, I remember that really, really bad drop he had. I think went off his face mask. It was gross.
Get a couple gross drops.
He did. But instead of Conklin, who I'm not giving up on by any means. But instead, we're going to go Jalen Samuels, running back, tight end. This guy did pretty well in Pittsburgh when he was forced into action. 256 rushing yards. Caught 26 balls for almost 200 yards and 3 scores.
Yeah, he can kind of do it all. He had a 149-yard rushing game against the Patriots. And I think he was actually drafted more as a tight end, and then they just kind of had the use him at running back. So he can do a lot of things. I think he'd be pretty fun in this offense.
Oh, absolutely. Well, round five. This is the pick that broke a lot of hearts. Daniel Carlson, kicker, Auburn.
Future Pro Bowl kicker.
He probably will
for the
be.
Raiders.
Yeah, he will be for the Raiders. We maybe gave up on this guy a little too soon. But instead, looking back, what we should have done is taken Marquez Valdes-Scantling, wide receiver from South Florida. This guy could have battled to be the Vikings' number three receiver. He had a pretty good rookie year last year, and I know it helps when Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback. But this guy, what is he? He's pretty good size, 6'2", 6'3", something like that.
Yeah, and he's a speedy son bitch.
Yeah, so you put him in there, wide receiver three. I think that's a nice little role for him. He would fit in well in this offense. But it didn't happen.
And looking back, I mean, yeah, we could say we want Daniel Carlson back and do that pick over, but, boy, that ship has sailed. Wouldn't be able to do that, and Scantling is great value in round five.
Yes, he is. Moving on to round six, I'll let you take this one.
Round six, the Vikings took Colby Gossett, who they threw on the practice squad for a little bit, and then they just flat-out cut him.
No, I think he was signed out the practice squad.
All right, the Cardinals signed him. Cardinals signed him. He actually started some games, and he looked pretty damn good out there for the Cardinals. I think we might have made a whoopsie on that one because guard is a position in need, a sixth-round pick, cheap. He would have been great depth at least. So we're gonna keep that same pick. We're bringing Colby Gossett back. Vikings fans can run out and get that Gossett jersey back on.
Yeah, it would have been nice. They should have signed him to the active roster, not the practice squad. With the way Compton and Remmers struggled, do you think Gossett would have at least got a shot late in the season? And who knows, maybe he would have started a few games for the Vikings too. Round six, we took defensive end Ade Aruna.
Ooh, I want to take you
to Bermuda, Bahama.
Sorry, continue.
Ade Aruna, he got a gruesome injury in the preseason.
Yeah, it was. It was very gross.
A couple fingers were laying out there on the turf. It was horrifying. But instead of him, we're going to get our kicker here. We're getting Jason Sanders, kicker from New Mexico. This guy made 90% of his field goals.
Hell yeah.
He had a long of 50, and he kicked for our new special teams coordinator, Marwan Marloof, down in Miami. So Jason Sanders would have been a much better kicker for us than Daniel Carlson.
Well, I don't know about that, but he's got a good boot. I think he was 18 for 20. Like you said, he missed one extra point. Yeah, he would have been good. I would have loved Jason Sanders.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. At the time, I wanted Daniel Carlson.
Yeah, easy.
I didn't know who Jason Sanders was.
Round 7, the final pick of the 2018 draft, and the Vikings ended it with Devontae Downs.
Again, another unknown. Don't know what we really have with Devontae. For all we know, he could be a Pro Bowl linebacker, but at this point, we really don't have any idea what this guy's ability is.
I'm sorry, did you say Devontae Downs might be a Pro Bowl linebacker?
I said we don't know what we have in him.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to be a Pro Bowl linebacker.
I like your optimism.
I don't think he's going to make the team next year, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God. This just took an ugly, ugly turn.
Well, you got me fired up.
Instead of Devontae Downs, we're double dipping. We might have taken Jalen Samuels in round 5, but when you got a guy like Phillip Lindsay sitting there on the board.
You snipe him.
Undrafted rookie who rushed for 1,000 yards. Hell yeah, we snipe him.
Yeah.
Three-headed beast, baby. Dalvin Cook, Jalen Holmes, and Phillip Ness Lindsay. Hi-yah!
Yeah, you said Jalen Holmes. I think you meant Jalen Samuels.
Oh shit,
Samuels. Yeah, so now with this, you don't need that running back like you're maybe wanting this year. Lindsay, he proved he can be a lead back in the NFL. He can catch the ball. He can run the ball. He's strong. I don't know how this guy wasn't drafted last year. That's really blows my mind.
Yeah, I loved him at Colorado State. I was hoping the Vikings would have maybe sniffed him up early as round 5. Had a man crush on him.
Yeah, I don't know about why he was undrafted. I never did hear any reason for that.
Small. He was a workhorse in college. Locked. So that's
a lot of horse talk today. Horse work.
That was a little bit of fantasy world. It's always nice to go back and look at the coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Well, let's not leave the fantasy just yet. So, you know, looking at this redraft we just did, how would, if the Vikings did draft this way, how does this change what they would have done this year? What do you think the top need would be, and maybe what the plan would be in the draft if they actually had this draft a year ago?
Well, if they had this draft a year ago, our offensive line would be sitting pretty damn good right now. So offensive line probably wouldn't be a round 1 or round 2. Considering we lost out on Mike Hughes in the redraft, we probably would be looking at a guy like Greedy Williams or Trey Wayne's going to free agency, or one of those cornerbacks. Or I could see us looking at one of those linebackers right around there. If the Devin Bush happens to fall, if Brian Burns is on the board.
Forgetting about Kenny Young, though.
Well, I don't really see him as a game changer. I'm sorry.
I don't see you as a game changer.
Didn't say it was.
Yeah, to me, I think you're looking at maybe a D-tackle. You're looking at getting that penetrator. Maybe Christian Wilkins gets higher on your board. Maybe you think about Jeffrey Simmons, let him heal up a little bit. Also, tight end. Maybe this is you're basically wide open. If this was the draft last year, you don't have a huge pressing need, so your options are pretty much wide open. And you could look at a tight end like Hockenson or Fant, or even there's not a safety at 18, but those are probably your three top needs. You said corner too. That was a good point. Without Hughes there, they probably would look at a corner.
I went to a Creed concert once.
Did you really?
Yep. I had a Mike's Hard Lemonade there. It sucked just as bad as the concert.
God. Well, what did he say in the back of that bus?
Bad things. He did bad things in the back of that bus. All right, continue. Sorry.
I'm just saying. Obviously, you're not going to hit all your needs and hit on every single pick like we did in this redraft. But, God, man, the Vikings, they had a chance. They had a chance. They could have just nailed it.
Well, even after this draft next week, you know what we're going to be doing next year at this time? We're going to be doing another redraft. We're going to mess on a bunch of guys. And, damn it, redrafts are too much fun to not do.
They are. Yeah, so we'll be back again. There's a lot more to talk about. We got to hit on these late round guys. I heard there's a rumor we're going to be doing dueling mock drafts.
Yeah, you're going to be hearing a lot from us in the next 9 days. We're going to real draft heavy. We got a lot to cover.
All right, guys, here's a little advice from the old Lupagus. You know what? You can go cheap on some things in this world, but one thing you cannot go cheap on is frozen pizzas. There's nothing worse than putting aromas in the oven or a Jack's. I think it tastes like pure cardboard with really shitty tomato sauce on it. Spend the extra bucks. Get a Kettle River. Get a DiGiorno. Get something delicious. Don't piss your money away on cheap frozen pizzas.
You know what? I'm going to stick up for Jack's Pizza. I like Jack's Pizza, and I think DiGiorno is very overrated. It's bullshit.
No, it's good. It's good stuff.